Hello, everyone. So I've pretty much come to the conclusion that I really don't have a voice for podcasting. Whether or not that means I will continue it is irrelevant because I still enjoy recording. So that might have been redundant. Anyway, I've also come to the conclusion that if I want this to be successful, I'm going to have to learn to talk clearly. Or succinctly, was that a word? Yes, succinctly, about the topics that I choose. So, today, I'm just going to pick a quote, read it off to you, and tell you my thoughts. Because it's a start. Today's quote is by George Simmons, who is an American learning theorist, psychologist, and writer. He writes about learning theories, specifically connectivism, which in this day and age is supposedly one of the most popular and newest ways of which we learn. If you want to check him out, type in George Simmons into Google. You should be able to find it. That's Simmons, S-I-E-M-E-N-S. He said in his article on connectivism, "I store my knowledge in my friends is an axiom for collecting knowledge through collecting people." Well, let's see. I found this extremely interesting and kind of profound. Because on a personal level, it really rings true with me. Lately I find that time has been speeding up for me, and I can't possibly remember everything. It scares me how much I don't remember things these days because for a while, I think I forgot how to live in the moment, and this quote kind of sums up how I feel that the only way I've learned to keep myself in check during this time is because I have other people who are there to remind me of the person who I was and am and will continue to be. So this whole concept of I store my knowledge in my friends is very, very poignant. Not just as a part of a learning theory. I think knowledge is extremely fleeting if we do not record it in any form. Another part of the reason I'm going into museums and art history in general is because over the past thousands and thousands of years, people have lived and died and have quickly become irrelevant. And I think it's sad when we forget even the slightest bit of information. I mean, there are so many personalities that make up this world and have made up this world and will make up this world. Why should we forget any of it? My job in the future will be to preserve all those memories of the people who felt irrelevant or wanted to be relevant, who continue to be irrelevant or relevant in this day and age. So yeah, my whole passion in life is about preserving what it means to be human and kind of passing that on to the next generation. To quote one of my favorite YouTube personalities right now, Tom Milsom, in his video entitled "Open Letter to Dan Brown," he says, "Knowledge is like a complicated machine. You have to be taught how to use it before you can rush in and start pressing buttons and shit." I think that's fantastic because it's just, it's the quintessential quote of a person who has discovered that really knowledge is sacred and you can't abuse it in the same way that you can't ignore it. You can either take it both ways. Knowledge can make you go mad, or it can make you extremely happy to be alive. I don't know how to put it any other way. And hey, look at that. That's pretty much what I wanted to say, and I actually did it in under 5 minutes, so this is actually going very well. I hope somebody out there finds this and finds it interesting, and if you do, leave me a comment. I would love to hear it. Yep, thanks very much.